Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, Laura Morton, nutrition educator with St. Louis District Dairy Council. Welcome back to the studios here, Laura. It's good to have you back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Did you have a nice holiday? Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. And it was wonderful. It always goes by so fast, though.
And I have to say thank you for coming in to Faith and Family right before Christmas to help us with our festivities and preparing for the holidays with the perfect cup of hot cocoa, hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. That was fantastic. The staff couldn't stop talking about it afterwards. So thanks so much for coming over and doing that. Did you have some hot cocoa over the holidays?
I did. I've been making it with chocolate, always with the hot chocolate. Ever since that morning.
Well, very good. Very good. Well, okay. So now we're into the new year. Lots of people are thinking of ways to try to stay healthy after we probably maybe overindulged over the holidays and trying to make better choices than overindulging. So what do you have for us today? How are things going at the Dairy Council? What thoughts do you have for us this morning?
Well, I think that New Year's resolutions are, people have mixed emotions. A lot of people look at this time of year as a clean slate and a time to start over. So it provides a great opportunity. But then another group of people might be overwhelmed by the idea of doing a resolution and maybe shoot too high. And so I have some simple steps to, if you do decide to make a New Year's resolution related to health and nutrition, how maybe you can tackle that in a way that doesn't scare you.
Okay, very good. So some ideas to help us stick to those healthy choices.
Right. And my motto with everything related to nutrition ever since I became a dietitian was just to keep it simple.
That's a good plan.
It's the only way
good
to
advice.
Do it.
If it gets too complicated, then we don't stick to it, right?
Right, right. And there's no need to follow some kind of strict diet. Just keeping it balanced by eating from all the food groups. So your dairy, lean protein, really focusing on fruits and vegetables at each meal and whole grains. That's how I eat every day, and that's the simplest way you can possibly eat.
That's a good way to go about it. And fruits and vegetables, you know, we try to eat plenty of those in our household, and we're more berries a family. We like strawberries, blackberries, blueberries, raspberries. We kind of stick to those the most, and they're the easiest. You just wash them and eat them. You don't have to do a whole lot of prep with them.
Yeah.
What's your favorite when it comes to fruits and vegetables? What are some of your favorite staples?
I'm a fan of berries as well. Blackberries are often on sale this time of year.
Oh, really?
I don't know if they're necessarily in season, but you'll find them on sale at the grocery store.
Sure.
Citrus is always in season in the wintertime. That's another one of my favorites. Those cuties that are really portable and the peel just falls right off.
Yep.
But I'm glad you brought up prep because that's a huge part of eating healthy is you do have to prepare for it. And it's really impossible to eat healthy unless you have somebody doing all the prep work for you, which would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be great.
But that's not always the case. So I set aside a day, usually a Sunday, to prepare food for the week. Because if you don't plan ahead, it could be really easy to run through the drive-thru.
It is. We always go for the easier option. So you're right. Having that time set aside to prepare foods for the week, that can make it easier than the rest of the week when you're trying to grab a snack on the run.
Right.
If you've done all the prep on the weekends, then that makes it easier to make a healthier choice throughout the week. Good point.
Oh, definitely. And planning too. So planning the night before what you're going to have for breakfast and lunch that day with wiggle room, of course, but it's good to have a general idea.
Sure.
What you're going to eat. Otherwise, you can feel kind of lost in the world.
Sure. And then in that panicked moment in the morning when you're running late as it is already, as many of us do, you're trying to make a quick choice. You go for whatever's easiest, and that may not necessarily be the healthiest choice.
Right. That could be a Pop-Tart or something like that. So you want to make sure you have individual cups of yogurt or buy the big container and portion it out. Have your berries already ready to go. Have some nuts ready to put on top of it, and you have a parfait that's ready to go first thing in the morning with minimal work.
Sure. Our son likes the tubes of yogurt.
Oh, yeah, the Go-Gurts.
Yeah, yeah. We found some that don't have much sugar added to them and really like those. And I may or may not use part of the tube because he doesn't eat the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So I may or may not have some of it.
And it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, they're really good.
A lot of the schools offer those now. The Go-Gurt tubes.
they're handy too, because you can definitely. You can throw them in the freezer or just, you know, in the fridge, either one. And yeah. Those are a handy, good choice. So
yeah, if your kid can get them open, then they're good.
Well, we cut them open for him and he just, we try not to make a big mess out of them. Okay. So, healthy choices when it comes to food involves planning and preparation. If you do that, then it makes it easier to make those choices. Other tips?
One of my favorite easiest tips for starting a really simple New Year's resolution is to eat breakfast every day. That's a really easy place to start. And it's instead of thinking of, oh, I have to eat less, it's something more that you get to eat if you weren't eating breakfast before. So some simple breakfast options. I always aim for some protein at breakfast. Mm-hmm. So scrambled eggs is something I go to a lot. Scrambled eggs with cheddar cheese. It's one of my favorites. Oh. Wrap it in a tortilla.
Did you bring some today?
I did.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I should have made eggs for the whole staff.
I'm just kidding.
But that's a great portable option if you put it in a tortilla or an English muffin or something like that. Overnight oats is something I've been into lately, and I brought a quick recipe for that if we want to go over it.
Sure.
That's what I had for breakfast this morning, and we really don't even need a recipe. I could just tell you how you do it. Just mix oats with... whatever milk you normally drink in a jar. I usually use a jar with a tight fitting lid so I can eat it in the car. Put it in the fridge overnight, and by the morning it's really creamy and ready to go, and it has like a chewy texture to it. So it's different than the texture when you microwave your oats. And then
interesting.
You can put whatever toppings.
So you just leave it cold. You don't heat it up.
Yeah, and you certainly could heat it. It's really creamy if you heat it, but I like it cold.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And just put it like in a jar, in an airtight jar.
Yeah.
In the fridge, huh?
Very portable, very simple.
That's a great idea.
So there are endless breakfast ideas. And breakfast is a great opportunity to get nutrition first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And to get one of your dairy servings in right off the bat.
Now, do you add any spices or anything, any flavors to your oatmeal?
Yes. This morning I added cinnamon and honey and chia seeds. Which, have you ever had chia seeds?
I have. I haven't really added them to anything. One of the drinks that I have every once in a while has chia seeds added to it. I don't know if you've seen those. It's a
kombucha.
Yeah,
they're interesting, aren't they?
Yeah, and I've had it with the chia seeds, and that's a weird texture. But
yeah, it is. It definitely is. But it thickens it a lot. It gives it like a pudding consistency.
Uh-huh.
So I like that about it.
So adding chia seeds, you said honey and cinnamon.
Uh huh. But you could definitely go any way you want.
Yeah.
You could add cocoa
and
honey. You probably need some type of sweetener. Berries and nuts would be great in there. It's really, really versatile and very simple and portable.
Very cool. I saw a cool idea. I think this was on Facebook yesterday, of baking, slicing an avocado in half, you know, where you scoop out the pit, baking an egg in the avocado. And then I was thinking to add a slice of cheese over that.
Ooh, that would be delicious.
Wouldn't that be a nice breakfast on the go right there in a little avocado
shell? Yes, and it's so pretty. You wouldn't want to eat it. It'd be one of those meals you'd want to take a picture of and show all your friends what you're eating before you ate it.
Well, okay, so simple tips again. Those are all great tips for breakfast on the go. There is, as you pointed out, there's this misconception about skipping breakfast means that I'm eating less, I'm having less calories, so that's going to be a better choice for me. But that's a misconception, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I often tell people to focus more on, instead of counting calories and thinking about what you can't have, focus on the nutrient density of the foods that you're eating. So every meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a snack, think about what your food is doing for you. So if you're having a healthy snack of like a cheese stick and a handful of almonds, you're getting calcium and protein from the cheese stick, and you're also getting vitamin E from the almonds, a lot of fiber. So just think about all the good things that you're getting from the food rather than what you're missing out on.
Okay, I have a new favorite dish up for evaluation here from our registered dietitian, our nutrition educator here. Three cheese or four cheese homemade mac and cheese in the smoker.
Ooh, interesting.
Smoked mac and cheese. Okay, so three cheeses. I think I used Gouda, Parmesan, and cheddar. And then I added real whipping cream to it. Little bit of butter.
Probably some butter, yeah.
Some butter, some whipping cream, a Parmesan, cheddar, and Gouda. Yeah.
And cooked in the smoker?
And then, yeah, I boiled the noodles and then I melted the cheese down to sauce and then poured it over that and then put the butter in the dish and then put it all in a casserole dish in the smoker for about an hour and a half.
That sounds delicious.
Now, is that nutrient dense?
That would be nutrient dense, but also calorie dense as well.
Yeah, it was like 1,200 calories a serving or something.
But I'm sure that's not a dish you're making once a week. That's a once in a while.
Well, okay, not once a week.
We should make that in the studio.
That would be fantastic. Yeah,
get the smoker in here.
It was really good. It was. I really liked it. And that will be a repeat dish. I got a smoker for Christmas. So.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to use it then. What a unique way to use it.
Yeah, yeah.
You just put a ham in there right away. You went all out.
Yeah. So, okay. So, see, I had to do some dairy in the smoker. I've yet to figure out how to smoke cheese without melting it, though. So
yeah, I don't know.
You have to cold smoke it,
I
guess.
It's a whole thing.
Other tips? Any other tips you want to share with us with just a couple of minutes left? I know we've got a few tips. I see you've got some listed here. We talked about fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. I did use, I see in your notes, whole grain pasta. I did use whole wheat pasta in my mac and cheese.
What did you think about that?
Oh, I love it. That's all we use in our house. We don't use white pasta anymore.
Okay.
We've been like that for probably 10 years.
No objections
for that? Oh, heavens no.
That's a really simple change.
It is simple. And honestly, I can tell when breads or pasta are made with refined flour or white flour.
Uh-huh.
Instantly, I can tell. It tastes different.
Yeah, yeah, definitely a different flavor.
It's much heartier, I think, with the whole grains. And
mm-hmm.
it tastes kind of flat and wimpy with the...
Well, I have a quick tip if you want to get the family involved.
Okay.
Because often we're most successful if we get
everyone
in our lives involved rather than just kind of going at it alone. So a really simple tip for getting especially kids involved is trying a new, maybe an out of the ordinary food each week. So something that you see at the grocery store, but you maybe don't try on a regular basis like lentils, arugula, quinoa. Savory oatmeal is a new one that I've been dabbling with. So make your oatmeal with milk and then crack an egg on top.
Oh,
so that's a good breakfast or lunch idea.
Yeah.
Just exposing your family to new foods to get you out of like a food rut
because you're
all getting those.
So yeah.
That can be a great resolution as well. A new food a week.
A new food a week. And that gives you something to look forward to as well.
Oh, definitely. And kids would really look forward to it, I think.
I've tried arugula. Not a fan. I like
peppery
greens, but there's something weird about it that I'm not a big fan of. Sorry to all the arugula farmers, but there are plenty of other greens that I like.
Yes. You can try many of the other kinds.
So try something new. Keep it. It gives you some motivation, something to look forward to when it comes to meal planning and meals together as a family.
Right. Right.
Great tips. All right. Well, what's coming up in the months, weeks ahead with the Dairy Council? Anything, any celebrations? I know sometimes there are different themes throughout the year with the Dairy Council. What's coming up in the next month
themes.
Or so?
Yes, well, in February, it's National Dental Health Month.
Oh, okay.
So we're doing a lot with calcium and tooth health. And then National School Breakfast Week is also coming up in March. So we definitely promote school breakfast. That's a great opportunity to get some nutrition in at school.
Cool. So you'll be out and about in the schools then?
Yes, a lot in the next couple of months.
Nice early mornings for you.
Very early.
What are some pretty common breakfasts at schools that you see these days? The ones you like, the ones you don't like?
There are a lot of egg sandwiches type of meals at breakfast, which I love. I think I would have liked that when I was a kid. There's also a lot of cereal. Milk is a huge staple. Yogurt is a new one coming into school breakfast now.
Yeah.
Yogurt parfaits a lot of schools have. Smoothies are new and very popular. So
cool.
They have quite a variety.
Well, very good. Well, Laura, I always enjoy the conversations and appreciate the healthy tips you provide for us and look forward to talking with you more in the future. Keep up the good work and thanks for helping us stay healthy this year.
Oh, no problem.
And
thank you.
What's the website again for us to go check out any tips like that?
It is www.stldairycouncil.org.
Very good. And Facebook as well, right? We can find the
STL Dairy Council on Facebook.
Very good. Thanks so much for being our guest today again on His Time. Great to see you.
Great to see you too.
Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO.